Quiet Mind, Day 53, The Hungry Ego. Why we keep chasing more, even when it's eating us alive. The ego loves to own things, sure, but here's the secret. It doesn't want you to know. Having stuff doesn't actually satisfy it, not for long. Deep down, beneath every shiny new car, job title, or social media flex, the ego is whispering one thing: I'm not enough yet. So it looks to the things, possessions, titles, looks, land, to feel like more. But that feeling fades fast and the itch returns. Why? Because the ego isn't fueled by having. It runs on wanting, and wanting never sleeps. This constant craving for more isn't a luxury. It's an addiction, a psychological hunger that has nothing to do with genuine need. Sometimes that hunger even shows up physically, like in bulimia, where the body isn't hungry, but the mind is. Sufferers aren't feeding their stomachs. They're trying to fill a spiritual void. And no amount of pizza or purging can touch that kind of emptiness. Only reconnecting with the body, actually feeling it from the inside, can begin the healing. Some egos don't just want, they attack. History's worst tyrants were driven by egos on steroids, hell-bent on more. More land, more power, more legacy. But the more they wanted, the more misery they created for themselves and everyone else. Even on a smaller scale, most of us are living in constant contradiction. We don't even know what we want, except that we definitely don't want what's happening now. That resistance to the presence, restlessness, boredom, anxiety, is the echo of wanting without an object. Teenagers often feel it deeply, stuck in that perpetual state of not enough, without knowing why. It's tragic, really. The world could easily provide food, shelter, and comfort for every human alive, but we don't, because the ego's thirst for more has hijacked our systems. Giant corporations, modern-day ego monsters, measure life in dollars. They'll sacrifice forests, animals, entire communities, even their own people in pursuit of growth. The planet, the people, the very soul of society, reduced to disposable line items on a balance sheet. The ego's trick is that it doesn't care what it clings to, only that it clings. Mine. More than. I want. Not enough. These aren't just feelings. They're thought structures, invisible skeletons holding the ego upright. As long as you don't see them, they run the show. You'll keep reaching, grabbing, achieving, only to find you're still not satisfied, because no thing, no place, no person can complete you while that inner structure, the hungry ghost, still haunts you. And it doesn't stop at objects. The body, too, becomes a canvas for ego, whether it's the pride of being fit, young, beautiful, or the shame of being sick, old, or different. Our bodies become me in our minds. Western culture especially turns the body into a scoreboard of self-worth. You're only as lovable as your reflection says you are. And when beauty fades or illness comes, that ego-based identity starts to crumble. Sometimes the ego twists the body image game even further. A person may look perfectly healthy but believe they're fat or broken. They're not seeing their body. They're seeing a mental distortion. That voice saying, I'm not enough, has moved in, set up shop, and started redecorating the truth. Anorexia is one tragic example of this. The healing begins only when someone can look at their body without the ego's commentary, or better yet, feel the body from within. Feel the aliveness, the being. Now here's the weird part. Some people don't identify with beauty but with pain. Chronic illness, injury, or disability becomes their I. They start to refer to themselves not as someone experiencing a condition, but being the condition. And over time, they can actually cling to the illness. Not consciously, of course, but because it becomes the only stable identity the ego has. Doctors confirm it, sympathy reinforces it, and soon the illness isn't just a condition, it's a character. In some cases, believe it or not, the ego can even generate illness just to feel more real. The bottom line? The ego doesn't care whether you're rich or poor, healthy or sick, admired or pitied. As long as it has something to identify with, something to say, this is me. And until you see through the illusion and step into the deeper awareness that's been there all along, you'll stay trapped in the ego's never-ending hunger game.